about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie, Ash and Angela with your 9am Zedlines.
In local news, the Queensland government is following through with its plan to rebuild Paradise Dam despite warnings from development operator Sunwater. Sunwater, the operator of regional Queensland's main water supply schemes, identified significant degradation of concrete that compromised the dam wall beyond repair, following complications after the 2013 floods. Members of the board warned that the current project plan would be, quote, grossly disproportionate. A detailed business case is due this month before the project can be finalised.
The Gold Coast Trump Tower deal, made only 3 months ago, has been scrapped as of this morning. The ABC reported that the $1.5 billion plan would have made the 91-storey tower Australia's tallest building, outranking the infamous Q1. David Young, Atlas Property Group chief executive and founder, stated that the reason for the pull was Trump's increasingly bad reputation in Australia. Atlas Group commented that they knew it was time to part ways with the company some time ago after conflicting interests, but are interested in alternative luxury brand options. The plans have officially been retracted from the Trump Organization website.
In national news, Jason Gillam, British-Australian musician, is suing the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra after they cancelled one of his shows in 2024. He had performed a new piece dedicated to journalists killed in Gaza, after which the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra cancelled his show, stating that, quote, they do not condone the use of our stage as a platform for expressing personal views. Within days, they rescheduled the show, citing that it was an error committing to rescheduling. The final hearing of the case is due to begin this month, on May 18th, almost 2 years after it began.
The Australian government has imposed sanctions on several senior Iranian officials that had significant roles in the regime's oppression of women. Foreign Minister Penny Wong announced on Tuesday that several Iranians and four entities have been sanctioned in response to, quote, brutal treatment of Iranian citizens, wrongful detention of foreigners, and other oppressive tactics. The sanctions include financial penalties and travel bans. To date, the Australian government has imposed over 230 sanctions on Iranian individuals and entities.
In international news, Britain's leadership is in crisis after Prime Minister Keir Starmer suffered devastating loss in elections last Thursday, with four ministers quitting their posts, with calls for Starmer to step down. Challenging candidate Wes Streeting is due to meet Starmer this morning in what press are calling a, quote, a showdown over the Prime Minister's performance. Starmer argued in Cabinet that he takes responsibility for the election results but clings to his position, stating the process of minister change hasn't been triggered. Within hours after Starmer's address in Cabinet on Monday morning, British press reported that at least 70 MPs went public with calls for his resignation. Mr. Starmer is adamant he will prove his doubters wrong, expressing his understanding for Britain's frustration.
For your weather today, Brisbane is showering. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Awesome. Well done, guys. Dave, before you go, thank you very much. Welcome along. This is our new Wednesday Zedliners crew. Mm-hmm. Just say your names again, please.
I'm Angela.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Ash.
Fantastic. So great to have you on board. Welcome to Wednesdays. Top job, by the way. Top
Thank you.
Job.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Enjoy. And we'll see you next Wednesday.
The Home Show on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. Home is where the heart is.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the